This is KUT. Students at the Liberal Arts and Science Academy and LBJ High School have developed a set of short-term solutions to increase collaboration and improve relationships between the two schools. The schools are located on the same campus in Northeast Austin. KUT's Kate McGee reports the students want to break down barriers that have formed between the schools over the years.
Students identified two main problems on campus. As enrollment grows, the two schools must share limited space, and the two school communities have no common purpose.
We want to find ways, even small ways, to just bring our communities closer together where they've drifted apart over the last 12, 15, 20 years.
That's senior Oscar Newman. He's one of the 10 LASA and LBJ students on the planning group. The students say they're the ones in the schools every day, and any solution should come from them instead of the district or campus advisory councils. Those are groups of parents, teachers, and alumni.
We're the experts on it. Like, we live this life every day. We know what the tensions are. We know where things are complicated, and we know what things we need to fix.
That's another LASA student, Emily Yee. The short-term solutions include aligning bell schedules, designating common study areas, and creating clubs for both LASA and LBJ students. Longer-term goals include allowing students to take classes at both LBJ and LASA as long as they meet the prerequisites. Quinn Simpson is a LASA student on the committee. He marvels at how a shared campus can feel so disconnected.
You can go a whole school day without realizing that there is a whole other school on campus. And you would only realize that if you have shared athletics. We want there to be opportunities for students to interact, like I said, to have shared clubs, to have easy sharing of UI activities, of athletics, because those are the things where you find that common purpose.
LASA was originally placed on the LBJ campus as a magnet program within LBJ in the 1980s. 10 years ago, it was separated into its own school, but kept in the same building. Hannah Gronwald is a senior at LBJ High School, her neighborhood school. She moved to Austin from Arkansas right before her freshman year.
Everyone kept asking me the question, don't you go to LASA? And I said, what's that? What's LASA? And then they had to explain it to me. They're like, there's a completely different school upstairs, and then we're downstairs. It's like, oh, I never knew. Over time, and then, you know, I still get asked the question to this day, aren't you supposed to be in LASA? No, I attend LBJ. And everyone's just so shocked to hear it. And I'm like, why?
Why are they shocked?
Because of, as much as I hate to say it, my skin color.
Gronwald is one of 12 white students who attend LBJ. Meanwhile, 55% of LASA is white. The district has faced criticism that student demographics at LASA don't reflect student demographics district-wide. The student working group comes as the Austin School Board considers moving LASA from its current location. The Austin School Board is expected to take a final vote on the recommendations by the end of the month. Kate McGee, KUT News.